An Interior Department initiative hopes to pave the way for geothermal energy development across the western United States. The plan, announced this week by Secretary of the Interior Dirk Kempthorne, makes nearly 200 million acres in 12 western states, including in Alaska, available for leasing for geothermal projects. Land use plans have been modified to accommodate geothermal leasing in dozens of areas in the interior, northwest, south central, and southeast Alaska. Bureau of Land Management spokesman David Quick says the initiative also contains a general environmental assessment of the impacts of geothermal development.
The fact that we've done a programmatic EIS means that we've tackled qualitative analysis on a large-scale geographic area, which is ideal for someplace like Alaska. A lot of qualitative questions have already been answered and groundwork is laid.
Quick says more specific impact analysis are included in the initiative for areas where federal land has already been leased, including the Tongass National Forest and Ring of Fire region of Alaska. The initiative does not open any previously protected wilderness areas or lands in national parks to development. 50% of any geothermal lease sale royalties will go to states, while 25% each will go to local and federal governments. The Interior Department estimates 90% of the United States' known geothermal energy potential, enough to power 12 million homes, lies under federal lands.